All right, everybody. Thank you for joining today's video. Just wanted to say, hope you're all having a great day out there. Things are great here in Eastern Kentucky, out here in Ashland. Let's see. Not much going on today. It's a Saturday. Not much on my mind today, which is kind of unusual, but I just thought I'd share a few thoughts. Let's see. Got some great news. 13th Street Baptist Church is going to be open up tomorrow after it was closed for 2 to 3 weeks for COVID-19 precautionary measures. So we're looking forward to going to church on Sunday. And let's see. That's about it. This last election, this last political season, I heard a lot of complaining. Let's see. And I participated myself in a lot of complaining. Complaining about this or that, or how I didn't like how the election went, or how I thought it might have been stolen, or just unhappiness with certain things at certain times. And today I thought I'd just talk about that for a little bit. You know, we have no reason what to complain whatsoever. I mean, let's see. I've never been told by God that I need to complain. That's kind of silly when you think about it. I mean, He's got it all figured out. He's not worried about anything. He sees it all. He's planned it all out perfectly. So why, you know, what? He doesn't need me to complain. He's never told me to complain. So why do I complain? Probably because I'm a sinful guy, you know. And on the contrary, God actually has commanded me to give thanks, you know, in almost every circumstance that I find myself. Yet I don't. I complain. Very sinful person. You know, let's see, God's always expected me or commanded me to always rejoice, especially when I'm undergoing trials. When that stoplight turns red when I wanted it to be green, well, I should rejoice and give thanks instead of complaining about the current circumstance. You know, and here's the thing about complaining. I, as a sinner, I deserve so much more than what God has done. I mean, I deserve so much more than what God has done for me. I deserve wrath. I deserve hell and damnation. I deserve to suffer for my sins outside of Christ. I mean, if I were outside of Christ, and I deserve hell. And you know, I still complain, even though I'm not getting that. It's kind of I'm kind of a walking contradiction. And I think all of God's people are walking contradictions in that regard, because everybody does complain at some point, you know. And here's another thing why we shouldn't complain. One day we will have, everything will be perfect in our lives, at least in our experience. There won't be sin anymore. We'll be able to praise the Lord with the saints in heaven and continually sing His praises, and we will have happiness, and there will be no more suffering, there will be no more tears, and it's going to go on forever and ever and ever. And the sufferings and the trials of this world, they are brief, they're insignificant compared to the glory that we will one day experience. And even if we were to suffer in some sort of awful trial for all of our lives, it's nothing compared to what awaits us. So that's another reason why we shouldn't complain, because whatever we're dealing with is temporary. Another reason why we shouldn't complain. People have gone through much worse than what I have done. Why I shouldn't complain? I don't have cancer. I've never been run over by a car. I've always had plenty of food. I've always had plenty of money. I've always had anything I've ever wanted materially. There, people, whatever sufferings they're dealing with, I mean, have always been much worse than whatever I've ever had to deal with. I complain about this election, but, you know, people grew up and lived in under much more awful, tyrannical, and totalitarian dictatorships where they weren't even allowed to think what they wanted to think. The Soviet Union, for example, I can't imagine what it must have been like living under that regime. And yet here I am in the United States of America complaining. The hypocrisy, it's just ridiculous. I've had it so much better than most people, and yet I complain. My suffering, whatever suffering I've had to deal with, has been minor and insignificant compared to that of which Christ suffered. He suffered way more than I did. And did he complain? No, he didn't complain. 1 Peter 2 says he didn't complain. What does complaining mean? When I complain, I'm saying God is not just. That what's going on here is not right. I'm complaining about the way God set things up. And, sometimes the things that I'm dealing with, those trials, the suffering, sometimes God puts them in my path for my good. And yet, I complain about that? Oh, that's kind of stupid, don't you think? It's foolish. Me complaining is a denial of God's grace. It's a denial of salvation. It's a denial of trust. I'm not trusting in the Lord at that particular moment when I'm complaining. So we all go, I would say complaining is a form of unbelief. I would say anytime you sin, you're really, that's a form of unbelief. And you hear a lot of sovereign grace believers say, oh, you got to get your theology just right or else you're not a believer. Well, I'm sorry, folks. What do you think we are? We're walking contradictions. We sin all the time. We hold to false doctrine sometimes, yet we still believe. All right, and so that's just, those are just my thoughts for today. We shouldn't complain. Try to think about that this weekend. Try to think about that today. Try not to complain. God's in control. He's on his throne. Everything's working out perfectly according to his perfect design. We have nothing to worry about, nothing to care for. He takes care of his children. He takes care of his elect people. And he takes care of them even before they come to believe the truth of the gospel. So, yeah, that's just about all I have on my mind today. I thought I'd share it. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.